Yes.
Yes.
Of the recording.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll introduce ourselves.
Prvo ćemo se predstaviti.
Now, my name is Anutama,
Anutama Das.
And I'm from Washington, D.C.
Iz Washington, D.C. ja dolazim.
And I'm a disciple of Srila
Prabhupada.
Now, in ISKCON, there are two Anutamas.
Dva Anutame.
The other Anutama,
drugi Anutama
is also in Washington.
Je također u Washingtonu.
And he's also a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And he's a GBC member.
I on je član GBC tijela.
So quite often we get
confused. Tako da se vrlo, vrlo često ljudi nas zamjenjuju.
People, or even Bir Krishna came
Čak
to my door.
Čak i Bir Krishna s vami je došao do, pred moja vrata kad je tražio njega.
Said,
otvorio ga
oh,
i rekao, o, taj Anutama.
I was expecting the other
Anutama. Ja sam mislio da će se drugi Anutama pojaviti na vratima.
So anyway, I joined ISKCON in 1971.
Pridružio sam se ISKCON-u 71. godine.
When I was 16 years old.
Imao sam 16 godina tada.
In Washington D.C.
I to se dogodilo u Washington D.C.-u.
And I've been many places and
Na mnogo
done many
mjesta
things.
Sam već bio i mnoge stvari sam činio.
In all those years.
U svim tijekom svih ovih godina.
Big event in my life.
Velik događaj u mom životu.
Was entering Grihastha
Ashram. Kada sam ušao u Grihastha
Ashram. And that was in 1980.
To se dogodilo 1980. godine.
In Bombay.
U Bombaju.
India.
U Indiji.
And this is my wife,
Ovo je moja
Rama
žena,
Tulsi.
Rama Tulsi Mataji.
And she joined ISKCON when
Ona
how
se
old
pridružila
you?
ISKCON-u.
So how old were you?
17. Kad je imala
17
godina. 1975. I to je bilo 75. godine.
And she's from the Republic of
Ona
South Africa.
Ona dolazi iz Republike, Južnoafričke Republike.
Although she's Indian origin.
Iako je Indijka po prijeku.
Indian people are everywhere.
Indijci su posvuda.
And ISKCON in South Africa is very big.
Je u Južnoj Africi vrlo moćan. Ima mnoge članove.
So, we've been married 28 years.
28 godina smo već u braku.
This is a record in ISKCON.
Ovo je jedan od rekorda u ISKCON-u.
Not the biggest record,
Nije
but it's up there in the top 10.
Najduži period, ali je tamo u nekih top 10.
We decided to come to your camp.
Doći na vaš kamp.
Directly from Washington.
Direktno iz Washingtona.
Because
Zato
we like to meet the devotees from around the world.
Volimo upoznavati bakte širom svijeta.
And as we become older,
I kako starimo,
we realize more and more
shvaćamo sve više i više
that it's our duty,
da je naša dužnost
as older devotees,
kao stari bakta,
to give whatever we've learned about Krishna
naučili o Krišni
and Srila Prabhupada,
i Srila Prabhupada
to you all.
Vama svima.
So our subject today is
Grihastha Ashram.
This is a subject that you generally don't hear much about.
O kojoj se obično puno ne govori.
Officially,
tako službeno.
It's mentioned in under the Varnashram.
To je službeno spomenuto pod Varnashramom.
Most gurus and sannyasis particularly
posebno
don't like to talk about it.
Ne vole govoriti o toj temi.
But it is probably the most important subject.
Vjerovatno je i najvažnija tema.
Next to loving Krishna,
osim ljubavi prema Krišni.
Loving your family,
ljubav prema vašoj obitelji
is most important.
Je najvažnija osim ljubavi prema Krišni.
So there's of course there's a lot of philosophical background
da tu
to family
puno,
life.
Filozofske pozadine, filozofskih objašnjenja o obiteljskom životu.
First we should understand.
Prvo bi trebali shvatiti
in Krishna consciousness.
Da u svjesnosti Krišne.
Sometimes there
ponekad,
are misunderstandings.
Neka kriva razumijevanja.
As to
kriva shvaćanja
what is the
o tome što je
married life.
Grihastha Ashram, što je život u braku.
So that's why we're having
Tako
this
da zato
talk.
Imamo ovaj seminar.
Of course, we've all heard of Varnashram.
Čuli smo svi o Varnashrami.
We've all heard about brahmacharis.
Brahmacharima, o
grihastas, grihastama,
vanaprastama,
and
sannyasis.
So this if you know officially we know these terms.
Službeno znamo te nazive.
But the unofficial
ali neoficijelno
understanding
razumijevanje
of married life
razumijevanje života u braku
is quite often
je dosta često
misunderstood.
Krivo shvaćeno.
For example, we
naprimjer,
when we hear of grihastha ashram,
kada slušamo o grihastha
ashramu, what do we think about?
O čemu razmišljamo?
But I'd like to ask you all, what kind of connotations or thoughts come to your mind? You know, that float around is kind.
Volio bi da podijelite s nama kakve
fall down. Okay, I fell into the ashram.
Aha, pad. Pao sam u ashram. Pao sam u grihastha ashram.
I'm in Maya.
U Maji sam.
Sense gratification.
Zadovoljavanje osjetila.
And of course, you've all heard about the dark well.
Čuli ste I o mračnom bunaru.
You fall down into the
mračan
well
bunar obiteljskog života.
So, and a lot of sannyasis.
I mnogi sannyasi
give their heavy lectures.
Također vrlo
about how you know we should avoid all this
and kako bi to sve trebali
you know,
izbjeći.
These things are all Maya and
I sve su te stvari Maya I tako dalje.
And then we see the sannyasi.
I onda vidimo svamija
some years later,
nakon nekoliko godina kako se I on ženi.
So,
tako
well,
da
we don't want to be that type
ne
of sannyasi.
Želimo biti takva vrsta sannyasi.
We want to be
želimo biti
properly situated,
pravilno
situirani
situated.
I properly rightly. Da, got that.
Pravilno situirani.
In what's right for us at the time.
Što je pravilno za nas u to vrijeme?
Now what's right for us when we're 10 years old?
Što je dobro za nas kad imamo
30 years old?
Kad imamo 30 godina?
And when we're 60 years old?
Kad imamo 60 godina, nije isto.
And that is the purpose of Varnashram.
I to je dakle tome služi Varnashrama.
We change. We go through stages.
Mi se mijenjamo, kako se mi mijenjamo, prolazimo kroz razna razdoblja u životu.
So quite often in ISKCON we talk about
we,
you know, surrender to God.
Predaji Bogu.
And life is meant for full surrender to God.
Potpunoj predaji Bogu.
Sarvadharmam prajaja mam ekam sharanam braja. How many times have we heard that from the fiery sannyasi?
Od jednog tako gorljivog sannyasija kako kaže kako izgovara sarvadharmam prajaja.
And of course that's
I naravno to je
you know the goal.
Cilj.
But within that goal, there are many ways to get to that goal.
Načini kako ga dostići.
And that in the society, in the social life,
u jednom socijalnom okruženju,
we go through many stages.
Prolazimo kroz mnoga razdoblja.
So there's some interesting quotes in Prabhupada's books.
U Prabhupadinim knjigama postoje naravno zanimljivi citati.
And well, first I'll start off with Bhagavad Gita.
Počet ćemo s Bhagavad Gitom.
We're in the very first chapter.
U prvom poglavlju.
Text 40.
Četvrti stih.
Lord Krishna says.
Gospodin Krishna kaže.
When irreligion is prominent.
Kada je nereligija prominentna.
In the family.
U obitelji.
Actually, Arjuna is speaking.
O Krishna.
The women of the family
žene
become polluted. Postaju
zagađene.
And from the degradation of womanhood
iz degradacije žena
comes unwanted
dolazi
progeny.
Neželjena populacija, neželjeno potomstvo.
So in the purport here, in the beginning,
I tako u smislu, na početku smisla,
Prabhupada says,
Šila Prabhupada kaže,
good population in human society
dobra populacija u dobro stanovništvo ljudskog društva je osnovan princip mira,
prosperity,
napretka
and spiritual progress
i duhovnog
in life.
Napretka u životu.
The Varnashram's religious principles
religijski principi Varnashrama
were so designed
su tako
that the good population
dobra, dobro stanovništvo prevlada
in society
u društvu
For the general spiritual progress
za opći duhovni napredak
of state and community
države i zajednice.
Such population depends upon
tako
the chastity
ovisi o,
and faithfulness
o vjernosti
of its womanhood.
I čestitosti žena.
So here Prabhupada puts the whole emphasis on good,
cijeli,
good country, good community
cijeli naglasak
on women.
Dobre zemlje i dobre zajednice na žene.
Based upon their chastity.
I to se bazira na njihovoj čestitosti.
And he said that the Arjuna again says the degradation of womanhood comes unwanted population.
I stoga znači iz degradacije žena rađa se neželjeno stanovništvo.
And that means children born out of marriage.
Djeca koja su rođena izvan braka.
Without the proper
pravih,
loving family of the mother and the father.
Bez prave ljubavi majke i oca. Znači,
so this is the basis of Vedic society.
To je baza vedskog društva.
Marriage.
Brak.
And we see that
i vidimo da
everyone in Vedic society is married.
Svi u vedskom društvu su u braku.
Even Lord Brahma is married.
Čak i gospodin Brahma je u braku.
Shiva is married.
Shiva.
Whereas Vishnu
Lakshmi
Narayan.
Lakshmi su u braku.
Krishna is married many times.
Krishna se mnogo puta ženio.
Even our, you know, Lord Chaitanya.
Čak i gospodin Chaitanya.
And in the Panchatattva.
I u Panchatattvi.
Four
četiri
out of five
od pet članova su u braku.
Gadadhar.
Gadadhar.
Never married.
But the others were all married. Ženio, ali svi ostali su bili u braku.
So sometimes reporters
tako da ponekad,
would ask Prabhupada.
Bi reporteri pitali Šila Prabhupada.
That we heard that you are against marriage.
Čuli smo da si ti protiv braka.
Because, you know, it floats around ISKCON that we're,
to se tako govorilo po ISKCON-u da smo protiv braka,
anti-family,
protiv obitelji.
And Prabhupada said to the reporters, he pointed to his disciples and said, this man is married,
rekao, evo, ovaj
this man
je
is
u braku,
married,
i ovaj,
this man is married,
i ona
this woman
je u braku,
is married.
I ova žena je u braku.
We're not against marriage.
Nismo mi protiv braka.
We encourage marriage.
Mi ohrabrujemo brak.
And in fact, when Prabhupada first started in America,
započeo,
the boys and
Americi,
girls were coming to him,
dječaci,
and many were,
dolazili,
you know, living together
bili,
as boyfriends and girlfriends.
Zajedno ko,
so Prabhupada
cura,
thought, you know, this was of course something unique to him
mislio,
in India, this doesn't happen.
Nešto bilo vrlo,
so he said, well, our first thing, we must get you all married, you know, you can't be.
Onda prvo pomislio,
knew,
okay,
you know, being a brahmachari, forget that.
Brahmachari nije opcija,
but we'll get you all married, and that way you'll
prvo
be peaceful.
Prvo
so for the first couple of years, he would perform the ceremony himself.
Sam je izvodio
and he would encourage his disciples to be married. And he was hoping that they would become peaceful
da će
by
biti mirni,
getting married.
Tako, da budu
unfortunately,
oženjeni, sretno, ali nažalost,
we have seen and Prabhupada saw that even though they were
čak,
married,
iako su bili u braku,
they were still not peaceful.
Još uvijek nisu bili
they were
mirni.
Fighting with
svađali
each other.
Se,
they were leave, you know, the man would leave. And,
muškarac
you know,
bi otišao, našao drugu ženu.
And finally Prabhupada got a little, fed up with this.
Malo mu je bilo dosta
and,
svega toga.
Said if you want, you know,
rekao,
people used to write Prabhupada about getting married. He finally said, just talk to your GBC, don't talk to me.
Onda bi rekao, samo razgovaraj sa svojim GBC-em, nemoj razgovarati sa
mnom. But in the beginning, Prabhupada had hope
na početku,
that the Grihastha ashram would make his disciples peaceful.
Dati
and that they would be responsible.
Miri,
this is a big word in the Grihastha ashram, responsibility. And this is something that quite often we're not.
Često nismo.
And, you know, of course, if one is leaving
naravno,
the family and running off, that's fairly irresponsible, about
odlazi,
as irresponsible as one can
neodgovorno,
get.
Praktički,
so there's a couple interesting quotes in the Krishna book.
Može učiniti. Tako da postoji nekoliko dobrih,
some things that may surprise you.
Buka gdje bi, u kojima možete naći neke stvari koje će vas čak i možda iznenaditi.
So, one thing to understand, the history of ISKCON is a little
malo je
unusual
neobična,
in the sense that in the earlier days,
ranim,
and maybe even currently in some places, particularly here in Europe,
posebno
where ISKCON is slightly newer than in America,
malo mlađi nego u Americi,
family, the concept of the family is not seen as a unit,
kao
but as,
jedna
as a part of the bigger communal life of,
koja je dio
of ISKCON.
Većeg društva, ISKCON-a, već,
and they don't really have their own
oni
private
baš svoje
or separate existence.
Aha, svoje privatno.
Whereas in America today, pretty much we've evolved
smo dosta evoluirali do jednog trenutka kada
where the family is an independent unit separate from the temple and it is the responsibility of the husband and wife to raise their children in Krishna consciousness, not depending on the finances or the temple in any way.
Ili o hramu, na bilo kakav drugi način.
So that was a problem
da,
in the early days, is that we were more communally centered,
bili okrenuti na zajednicu,
and the family unit was not given the proper respect
zajednica,
or the proper, given the opportunity to be responsible independently.
Pravu priliku da bude neovisno odgovorna i nije dobila pravo poštovanja.
So here's one line of the Krishna book.
Tako,
under
Krishna buka ću vam pročitati nešto u poglavlju
Lord Krishna's daily activities.
Krishna's daily activities.
This is a section in Dwarka,
to je u Dvaraci,
where Krishna is living
Krishna
as a householder
grihasta,
with his 16,108 wives. And Prabhupada says here that
ovako.
First it says that
prvo kaže,
the conclusion
kaže
is that to become ideal householders,
idealni,
we should follow in the footsteps
tako,
of Lord Krishna
da bi postali idealni kućedomaćini,
as he displays his daily activities.
Krishna,
but we cannot
stope,
imitate him at any stage of our life.
I njegove dnevne aktivnosti, ali ga ne možemo imitirati u bilo kojem stadiju njegovog života.
And Prabhupada said it's God's mercy, Krishna's mercy,
milost,
that he
milost,
accepts
da
the household life just to give us an example
život,
samo da bi
nam
of how
dao
we can live.
Primjer kako živjeti.
So in this chapter,
u ovom poglavlju
it describes Lord Krishna performing many duties,
mnoge dužnosti,
like performing sacrifice, chanting the Gayatri mantra, respecting
pa
the brahmanas,
Gayatri,
giving in charity. These all show us how a proper householder should behave.
Grihasta, kako se pravi kućedomaćin treba ponašati.
So here Prabhupada says, and this may come as a surprise to many of you,
i mnogi od vas će biti možda iznenađeni,
that it is the duty of the householder
kućedomaćina
to make his family members happy.
Svoje članove obitelji, članove svoje obitelji učini sretnim.
Now, how many sannyasis have ever said this
koliko
in class?
Koliko sannyasija je to vama ikad rekao?
I personally have never heard it.
Na lekciji. Ja to
but
osobno nisam
ikad
čuo,
right,
ali Šila Prabhupada to ovdje
yeah,
osobno kaže. Onda sad.
So how many of us, you know, we think our duty is to make Krishna happy,
mislimo da
to make Guru happy,
da učinimo Krishnu i Guru,
and our family
sretnim,
is somewhere down there
negde,
somewhere.
Dole.
But here Prabhupada says making our family members happy is also
da je dužnost također,
our duty.
Da je naša dužnost također učiniti članove naših obitelji sretnima.
So, actually, I'll let you quote that, Radha. You want to stand up here and say the Radha Swami quote? Don't worry, I'm not going to take all the time.
Neću
this
govoriti
is a 50-50
vrijeme.
Program.
Ovo je 50-50 program. Moja žena će sada nešto reći na trenutak.
To go back to what my husband said about Srila Prabhupada saying in the Krishna book.
Moj muž rekao da Srila Prabhupada kaže u Krishna buku.
I have to go to one of our most saintly gurus in ISKCON.
Ja se moram pozvati na jednog od naših najsvetijih gurua u ISKCON-u.
His Holiness Radhanath Swami.
Njegova svetost Radhanath Swami.
Now, Radhanath Swami is a dear friend
on
of our family.
On je dragi prijatelj naše obitelji.
And he's watched, we have two children, my husband and I.
Imamo dvoje djece, moj muž i ja.
A 27-year-old daughter and a 25-year-old son.
Naša kćer ima 27 godina, a sin 25 godina.
And two granddaughters.
I imamo dvoje unučadi.
And so we are actually a three-generation family in ISKCON.
Mi smo obitelj u ISKCON-u koja je već prisutna tri generacije.
Now, Radhanath Swami has seen my children from birth.
Moju djecu od rođenja.
grow up.
Ih je vidio kako rastu.
And he's the guru of my son-in-law.
On je guru mog muža moje kćeri.
Gauravani Das. And some of you might have heard him. He's a singer in ISKCON.
On je pjevač u ISKCON-u. Znate ga možda, možda ste ga čuli.
He's well known in America for his singing and
on
kirtans.
On je vrlo dobro poznat u Americi za
his second generation.
On je guru kulac, druga generacija bhakta.
So he asked Radhanath Swami one day,
Radhanath Swami, Guru Maharaj,
how can I serve you?
Kako da te služim? Možeš
please mi give me some instructions. What would you like me to do for you in my life?
U svom životu?
And Radhanath Swami looked at him and said,
Gauravani,
if you want to make me happy, then you have to promise to always make Vrindavani, my daughter, that's his wife, promise to always keep her happy and to never make her cry. So we were all, wow, coming from Radhanath Swami. And that was his instruction to Gauravani.
To je bila njegova instrukcija Gauravaniju.
So that's a very important instruction.
To je vrlo važna instrukcija.
And actually sometimes we see,
vidimo,
you know, I've seen in ISKCON that,
vidjela sam u ISKCON-u,
that husbands especially
muževi posebno,
will serve their guru very nicely.
Vrlo lijepo služe svog gurua.
You know, the guru might come to town for 3 days
u grad na 3 dana,
and they'll be serving the guru very nicely. But sometimes
ali
they neglect to serve and keep their wives happy, and when their wives are doing everything for them on a daily basis,
žene sve rade za njih,
there has to be that reciprocation.
Very, very important. To je vrlo, vrlo važno.
So again, it is the duty of the householder,
dakle, dužnost je kuće domaćina,
to make his family members
happy. Da učini
happy.
Članove svoje obitelji sretnima.
So try to remember that one.
Pokušat ću to zapamtiti.
And there's a couple other interesting quotes in the same chapter.
U istom poglavlju postoje mnogi tako lijepi citati. Čitat ćemo.
The supreme personality of Godhead.
Božanska osoba.
Was engaged in his so-called household affairs.
Bio je izvodio je svoje takozvane kuće domaćinske zadatke.
In order to teach people,
kako bi poučio ljude,
how one can sanctify,
kako osoba može pročistiti, posvetiti svoj kuće domaćinski obiteljski život.
Although one may be attached to the,
osoba može biti vezana,
imprisonment of material existence.
Za zatvor materijalne egzistencije.
Actually, one is obliged,
osoba mora,
to continue the term of material existence,
materijalno postojanje,
because of household life.
Zbog obiteljskog života.
Now, this is one of those heavy statements.
Ovo je jedna od onih
that we hear sometimes,
teških
that we
izjava
koje
ponekad i uvijek čujemo.
Prabhupada saying that we have to continue our material existence because of household life.
Zbog obiteljskog života.
But let's finish reading.
Ali nastavimo dalje čitati.
But the Lord, being very kind upon householders, demonstrated the path of sanctifying ordinary household life.
Običnog obiteljskog života.
Because Krishna is the center of all activities.
Krishna je centar svih aktivnosti.
The life of a Krishna conscious householder,
život kuće domaćina svjesnog Krišne,
is transcendental,
je transcendentalan
to Vedic injunctions,
prema vedskim uputama,
and is automatically sanctified.
I automatski je posvećen.
So in other words,
tako da drugim riječima,
a Krishna conscious householder,
kuće domaćin
is not in the dark well.
Nije u dubokom bunaru.
That is the materialistic people.
Je, to su materialistički ljudi.
A Krishna conscious householder,
ali, obiteljski čovjek koji je svjestan Krišne,
is following his duties
slijedi
properly,
pravilno svoje dužnosti,
and trying to help his family,
pokušava pomoći svojoj obitelji,
devotees,
da budu dobri bhakte,
and trying to serve the mission služiti
misiju
the spiritual master,
duhovnog učitelja.
So one should never feel that his household life is like an anchor pulling him down,
kojega povlači dole.
Or that you know, I'm blooping from the
Brahmachari
ashram. when I'm getting married.
Kada se ženim.
I'm falling into something. I'm falling into household life.
U nekakav obiteljski život.
It is just another stage.
To je samo drugi stadij.
For, you know, a period of from when you're 25-ish to when
od kad ste
you're, you know, 50-60.
Godina stari pa do nekih 50-60 godina.
Starosti. And this natural renunciation
prirodna odvojenost se dogodi
comes
u tom
naturally stadiju. As time comes.
Kako vrijeme prolazi, prirodno postajete odvojeni.
Just like now it is summertime.
Sad je ljeto.
And the trees are all green. And the air is
sve zeleno i toplo je.
So we can't say I want it
ne
to be cold
reći,
and snow.
Bi barem bilo hladno i kad
not
bi
this,
snježilo.
Not at this time, not in
ne
July.
Vrijeme, no, ne u
but in December and January, it will be cold, it will be snow.
Hladno i snježit će.
So similarly, when I'm 60
tako
and 70,
da, kad ja budem imao 60
I'll be detached.
70 godina, bit ću
it'll come naturally.
To će doći prirodno.
The senses will diminish.
Osjetila će
the attraction for the family will diminish. My responsibilities
se smanjiti, moje odgovornosti će biti potpune
i ja ću
gledati,
giving my full time
biti sretan
in preaching i nadati
se da ću se potpuno posvetiti propovjedanju i služenju svjesnosti Krišna na neki drugi
način. I shouldn't be thinking when I'm 30 or 40
kad imam 30 ili 40 godina kako se mogu odrasiti svoje obitelji kad su mi djeca malena, možda imaju 10 ili 6 godina i imam dužnosti. Moja dužnost je da se brinem za ovu djecu, da se brinem za svoju ženu ili svog muža i kada su svi stari
taken care of, then I can worry about renouncing the world. See, too often artificially
često
we're thinking, you know, we have a fight with the wife, I'm taking sannyas.
Imamo malo se posvađamo
sa ženom
i kažemo,
I'm taking sannyas, I'm going to the guru.
Odlazim guru.
I'm going to India.
Odlazim u Indiju.
Take sannyas, not grihas. This is a chant we used to have in the Brahmacharya ashram. The Brahmacharyas we used to chant, take sannyas, not grihas.
Take sannyas, not grihas.
And I was part of that famous Radhadamodar party, which you've all heard about.
Dio Radhadamodara
and it was all young single men. And we all hated women. And we were all taking sannyas any day. And we were all traveling with Jamal Krishna Swami and Vishnu Jan Swami
and other sannyasis. Drugim svamijima.
And we were all renouncing the world.
I svi smo napuštali svijet.
Of course,
eto,
look,
bili smo,
move ahead 30 years to today.
30 godina od tada svi oni
big fired up brahmacharis
zapaljeni brahmačari
are married.
Su oženjeni.
Drishtadyumna, who was a big swami, he's married.
Veliki svami je također u braku.
And so we have to be real with ourselves.
Realni sa samima sobom.
Of course, it's nice to be a fired-up brahmachari,
gorljivi brahmachari,
and hang in there as long as you can.
I održati se takvim koliko god dugo možemo.
I personally was a brahmachari for 9 years.
Osobno sam bio brahmachari 9 godina.
And you know, it worked at the time.
U vrijeme kada sam to prakticirao, bilo mi je dobro.
When I got to be 26,
ali kad sam,
I finally said to myself,
najednom sam si rekao,
I'm not going to make it.
Sigurno neću uspjeti.
Not that I was doing anything wrong, I was a perfect brahmachari.
Bio sam savršeni brahmachari.
I just was becoming real with myself.
Postao realan sam sa sobom.
And I said, that I think my real inclination is to be married.
Da mi je prava inklinacija, moje umaganje da budem u braku.
Took that gradual transition.
Tako da sam polako
into the household life.
Prešao u obiteljski život.
And luckily I've been sticking with it.
Ostao sam u obiteljskom životu.
One problem I've noticed with many householders.
Jedan problem koji sam primijetio sa mnogim kućnim domaćinima.
Like I have so many old friends.
Imam mnoge stare prijatelje.
And every time I see them at a ratha-yatra,
ih na ratha-yatri.
Oh, here's my new wife.
Evo moja nova žena.
Every year, oh, here's my new wife. Next year, oh, here's my new wife. Every year, a new wife.
Svake godine.
It's like they're always married. It's not like they're renouncing and taking sannyas. Always a new wife, a new wife. So this is bogus. This is not responsible. And this is not what household life is. Household life is you stick with one wife. Whether it's good or bad. you stick with her.
S tom jednom
and then
ženom,
when your time comes, when you're old enough, 60, 50, 60,
stari,
and
60,
like that, then you can retire.
Onda se možeš
but not
povući,
getting a new wife every year.
Svake godine imaš novu ženu.
This is what's going on in Prabhupada's time also.
Također događalo u Prabhupada vrijeme i on nije bio baš zadovoljan.
He was very disgusted with it.
Gadilo mu se to.
Because they would be writing Prabhupada, you know, please give me blessings for new wife.
Mi blagoslove za novu ženu i tako.
He finally said, don't write
I
me anymore about
rekao,
that.
Nemojte mi više pisati o tim stvarima.
I think it would be interesting if we give you the opportunity
ako bi vama
for
dali
questions.
Priliku da nas pitate.
There's so a few more points to make. There's
tako
many points to make.
Poanti,
this is not a subject
poanti,
to be finished in 1 hour.
Tema za
it's not that you'll all be know-it-all in 1 hour.
Ćete vi sve znati u jedan sat, ali...
even in marriage of 28 years, I don't know it all. So learn something new every day.
It took me
years and years just to learn to pick my clothes up off the floor. The wife was always telling me, pick up the clothes.
So
we're slow learners. Men are very slow learners
generally.
I finally said to myself, well, I guess it'll make my wife happy if I pick up my clothes.
Pa
so
možda ću usrećiti svoju ženu ako
clothes,
podignem svoju odjeću, pa evo, i onda sam,
to
napravio i počeo sam to raditi, podizati odjeću i zatvarati vrata
These are all necessities that men must learn to be happy in household life.
I to
this
je
you will not find in Bhagavad Gita, but
to
moraju
naučiti sve te stvari da bi bili sretni u grihastašnjemu, to je sve dio toga.
Anyway, so some questions. I'm
evo,
sure there's
pitanja,
any subject
bilo koja tema,
related
možete
to this
mi
is
postaviti
fine.
Pitanje.
Yes.
Moje pitanje se odnosi ko je u stvari kvalificiran da vodi grihaste? Mnogi od naših gurua bez iskustva grihasta ašrama vode bhakte. Kako u stvari prevazići taj nedostatak iskustva?
How these gurus and sannyasis can counsel the householders if they
kako guru i sannyasi mogu kako da grihaste dobiju pravo vodstvo kad mnogi njihovi vođe nemaju iskustva tog ašrama? To je pitanje. Nikad nisu bili u braku. Da li znaju kako voditi bhakte?
Right.
Dobra poanta.
Every country, every group of devotees
zemlji,
needs senior householders
trebaju vam stari grihaste koji mogu voditi.
I mean, the guru, he can speak theoretically, you know, about household life from what he read in the books.
Životu.
If he's never been married,
pročita,
he's not going to really
u braku, neće on baš znati
the same experience, obviously,
točno. Neće imati
as someone who has been married.
Kao netko koji je bio već u braku.
He can know, and of course he learns by
naravno,
hearing from his householder disciples, but
on,
you have to be there to
kasta učenika, kako feel to
it.
Izgleda, ali moraš to osjetiti da bi, da bi znao, moraš
to understand it
diplomirati
completely.
Da bi shvatio.
So in America,
tako u Americi,
they have started the group, they have started
grupa,
counseling, householder counseling groups.
Znači grupe obiteljskog
counselinga,
Grihasta Vision Team.
And these are devotees
to
su bakte
koji su istrenirani.
You know, older devotees,
stari bakte,
married at least 5 years,
koji su barem 5 godina u braku,
and trained in basic counseling for devotees.
Znači, istrenira ih se u osnovnom counselingu za bakte, tako da svako društvo, svakom društvu treba nešto tako.
And the guru,
tako.
Believe me, he doesn't want to hear all these problems.
Želi slušati
you know,
sve te probleme.
This,
moja žena učinila ovo, muž je učinio ovo,
this.
Moje dijete
you know,
je napravilo ovo.
It's like, to je, you know, not their...
Glavo,
no, no
im,
nectar there.
Nijem to neki nektar.
Necessity, but no nectar.
Možda je
you know,
potreba,
so
ali nije nektar.
If there is some senior,
da,
trustworthy,
stari,
responsible householders, that would be a better
grihasta,
solution.
Koji je vrijedan povjerenja, to je bolje rješenje.
So, but that's to be developed.
Ali to treba razviti.
Yeah.
Možete li s nama podijeliti neke kritične trenutke u vašem grihasta ashramu?
It is not, well, we have a common saying probably even in this country, but in America
možda i u ovoj zemlji postoji ta izreka, ali u Americi kaže kad je nakon što završi
I think that's probably universal.
Brašno putovanje.
When you're married, when you're newly married, everybody's in bliss.
Svi su nobody argues,
everyone's on good behavior.
Svi se dobro ponašaju, svi su ljubazni nakon odmah nakon braka.
I love you, dear.
Da, dragi, da, draga, volim te.
And that wife is cooking nice samosas.
Žena lijepo kuha samose.
And all of these things.
Sve tako.
But after, you know, some years, you can't fake it anymore.
Ne možete se više praviti.
And you become your natural animalistic self sometimes.
Ponekad postanete onako životinski koliko jeste.
She's newly married, so she's laughing at this. She's still on honeymoon, maybe. But anyway, you want to tackle that one, Rob? I give the hot potato to my wife.
Evo, dati ću vruć krumpir ili vruću temu ću predati svojoj ženi.
Marriage, you know, marriage is not easy.
Brak nije lagan.
It takes work every day.
Svakodnevno treba raditi na njemu i
but it's also one of the vows we've taken. We've taken the vow in front of Krishna, in front of your guru, in front of all the devotees.
Zavjeta koje smo dali pred Krishnom, pred gurom, pred svim baktama.
And it's actually an opportunity to serve the other person.
Da služimo tu drugu osobu.
And to serve your children.
I da služimo svoju djecu.
It is. I think Grihastha ashram is one of the most difficult ashram to be in.
Najtežih ashrama.
But I also think it is the ashram that one can make the most advancement. Because it is an ashram where you have to give of yourself. You have to completely become unselfish. You have to respect each other. And it's very important that you sit down and you talk to each other and you decide what your common goals are. That's very important in a relationship. In order for the marriage to work, there has to be common goals, there has to be respect, there has to be appreciation. And there has to be no selfishness.
I ne smije postojati sebičnost.
You have to give up all
morate,
of those. It is,
morate sve to ostaviti.
But I think it is worthwhile. It's an ashram that you make the most advancement.
I to je ashram u kojem možete
najviše napredovati. Krishna becomes very pleased and your guru becomes very pleased too.
Vrlo, and Srila Prabhupada. I guru postaje vrlo zadovoljan.
This movement is now going to be, it's all of us, the householders. I mean, eventually, all the unmarried people will become married too.
Mnogi neoženi,
and then we're going to have families.
Udati,
so we have to have in place workshops for grihastha. In America, like my husband was saying, in each community we have devotees trained. If they've been married 5 years and longer, we invite those devotees to come to a workshop. It's for 1 week. The workshop is 1 week. It's called Grihastha Vision Workshop. And then we train those devotees to go back into the community and to act as mentor couples for the other devotees that are married. So it's very important. Any other questions or comments?
Neka druga pitanja? Why in ISKCON do we have even more divorces than in the Karmi world? More divorces than in the Karmi society, in non-devotee societies. Why are there more divorces in ISKCON than in non-devotee societies? That's what this devotee says.
I think we are all trying to figure that out, and it definitely has been a problem, and that's why in America we started doing the Grihastha Vision, because we've seen so many families breaking up and getting divorced. I think one thing is that people forget that they're taking a vow, and at the slightest bit of disagreement, they think the grass is greener on the other side, they're going to find a better relationship,
and
they refuse to make it work with this partner.
I odbiju jednostavno se posvetiti partneru za kojeg su se
oženili ili udali.
Razvod je vrlo lak i na najmanje svađu umjesto da se suoče sa svađom i razgovaraju o tome, misle da će biti bolje s drugim nekim.
But you know, it's not going to be like that, because the set of problems that you had in your first relationship you're going to take to your next relationship too.
And then you're just going to have problems over there also.
I know when our daughter got married, we told her, I know I told her, I said, she got married at 18, and I said,
Kevin,
that you're getting married, and I said, you have to realize this is for life. You cannot come back to mom and dad. So at the slightest bit of problem or any disagreement, you have to work it out with your husband. You have to realize that you're going to be married to this man for the rest of your life. And don't think you're going to be walking out of the marriage. I think it has to be, you know. I also think, from my understanding, there were so many divorces in ISKCON, because like some people have said, we looked upon Grihastashram as sense gratification, as Maya, it wasn't respected. This ashram wasn't respected at all. And now the mood is changing. The sannyasis agency, the Grihastha ashram is very, very important. This is an ashram that must be respected. After all, we are having the children, the future of ISKCON, so we have to build strong families. Now the respect is being given to the Grihastha ashram.
Sannyasis
are even pushing that.
So
I think as a society as a whole, the Grihastha ashram is being respected now.
And so
I think we might see much better results with our marriages. I know, for example, in our area we have some young couples, second generations, that are married, and they are doing a wonderful job of working, taking care of each other, raising their children. They're an inspiration to us, the older devotees.
Many of you have been to India.
Mnogi od vas bili su u Indiji.
And we can see in India that divorce is very low.
U Indiji je vrlo niska stopa
Practically
razvoda.
Non-existent 50 years ago.
Pred 50 godina ga nije bilo.
And yet they're a Krishna conscious, you know,
Praktički.
Society.
A oni su društvo.
And we're a Krishna conscious society.
Tako smo i mi.
Different emphasis is on slightly different though.
Iako njihove su naglasci malo drugačiji.
Artificially emphasized renunciation.
Odvojenost.
Coming from
I to dolazi
our renounced leaders,
od naših odvojenih vođa, sannyasija,
they wanted everyone to be like them.
Da svi budu poput njih.
I can't have sense gratification, so
ako
we don't want anyone else to have it
ako
either.
Ja ne mogu imati čulno uživanje, ne želim nikad da ga niko drugi ima.
So we had kind of an artificial
paradigm or reality
of our outlook on life.
Našeg pogleda na život.
Whereas in India, we see how the families generation after generation are very responsible.
Vrlo su
they even have joint family systems where the
sistem gdje
parents
se,
and the children and the grandparents and
obitelji,
aunts and uncles all live together in one large extended family.
Svi žive zajedno u jednoj velikoj proširenoj obitelji.
Because they're all
zato,
devotees of God,
bakte,
you know,
bakte,
life is very pleasant.
Život im je ugodan.
And they go about their life in a very, you know,
žive
vrlo, fine way.
Vrlo
but ISKCON, we were, you know, especially
ali
the ashram life. ISKCON just now is coming into this concept of community
jedan,
and people living outside and making their own money. and having their own house and having their own responsible world and being devotees. Previously, in the 70s, no one lived outside. Everyone lived in the ashram. No one had a job. Everyone sold books or did some service to the temple full time. And if you got a job, you were like blooped. You know, this was the attitude. So we've come a long way since the 70s. But some of these things still linger on, and particularly in Europe, things are a little slower to develop.
Of
this community and this feeling of a larger community. So these are all problems that are gradually, you know, being solved through a broader understanding and just changing our attitude toward life. That household life is not a dark well, it is not the fallen condition, and that if I have a problem with it, I'm just going to dump it. But the problem with that is that they end up getting married to someone else and someone else and someone else. And not that they're going back to Godhead and taking sannyas, but they're just moving to another well. I'm in a well, I've jumped to another well.
So
that is probably the answer to that question, why in ISKCON is there more divorce? Because we don't respect the sacredness of marriage, and we don't respect the responsibility of the married people.
To je naš problem. Mataji was asking that in India there is this social pressure against divorce. So whether you think in ISKCON we should have some kind of a social pressure and social prejudice against divorcing, and whether the devotees who do divorce should stay in their positions as leaders and in important positions.
Well, we shouldn't respect someone who's been married five times as much as a person who's been married one time for 30 years.
Ne bi trebali da I know there are people in this who
have had four wives. And yet, he prounces around like, I'm a pure devotee.
And, you know, but those who really understand,
they know this is ridiculous. So many wives. If you can't be happy, more responsible is to have one. So we have to change again our thinking.
Moramo promijeniti
to
razmišljenje,
those people that
da
stay with marriage
koji
and the people that get divorced. I mean, sometimes there's reasons for divorce. I'm not saying no divorce ever,
in general, obviously it's better
je bolje
to
avoid it. And in Vedic culture, we never hear about in the Krishna book, in the Bhagavatam, we never heard, is a divorce ever mentioned? Does anyone get divorced in the Bhagavatam?
Nobody
got a lot of marriages, but no divorces. I don't know if anyone got divorced. I don't even think it was legally allowed in India until the British. The British introduced divorce in India through their legal system. Before that, it didn't even exist.
Britanci su uveli razvod u njihov legalni sistem.
Quarrel and disturbance,
ali Kali Yuga, svađa, uznemirenja, tako da.
Well, the social pressure should be that the person that's getting divorced shouldn't be a respected position.
Ne bi to trebalo biti nešto što
it should be looked upon as, what's your problem? Why couldn't you work it out? Why are you taking the easy way out by divorcing when you should be taking the responsible way and trying to fix it, trying to fix your marriage?
Taj brak,
go to counseling. Do something. Don't just walk away.
Učini nešto. Nemoj samo otići i odšetati. I to je
So it's the duty of our leaders and our temple presidents
to
instill this in people that we don't like divorce.
This is not
the easy answer to your problems.
And that,
people should be encouraged to try to save their marriage as much as possible. Not that the president's saying, you can just get divorced,
we'll find you a new wife.
Go on with your service is more important.
Samo
nastavi. How many times have I heard that?
Služba ti je važnija.
You're the pajar, you're the cook, we need you, we'll get you a new wife, don't worry.
Naćemo ti drugu ženu.
That's not the attitude.
To nije stav.
Try to work it out.
Pokušajte to riješiti. Pokušajte.
Living with another person is a very complicated thing.
Živjeti s drugom osobom je vrlo
komplicirano. It's not easy. It's very easy to live by yourself.
Vrlo je lako živjeti sam.
But living with another person takes a lot of work.
And this is an
underlying theme of this seminar. Marriage takes work. Marriage takes work.
To je kao
it's not all hugs and kisses and bliss.
Za brak potreban je rad. Nije da se to samo zagrlja.
Because men and women are very different.
Žene su jako
and there are a lot of books written about that. And that's a whole other subject.
Napisane, the
mentality of a man, the
mentalitet
mentality of a woman.
Muškarca,
and
žena,
we're from two different worlds.
There's
a man in America that writes books.
Muškarci,
men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Jedan gospodin u Americi koji je napisao,
he's come to that point where
Marsa,
we're different, different species practically. And he's a very popular author and writer. So understanding that, of course, you can read these books and that stuff is there on the marriage counseling section of your library. But for devotees, we try to respect each other as Vaishnava and Vaishnavi, and we see each other as servants of Krishna. And that's how we try to deal with each other. Not as an object of our sense enjoyment or as my personal servant or slave, as some people think. I think I'm getting married, so I get a personal servant. Like a sannyasi
ja
gets personal
ženim
servant,
da
bi
dobio
get married,
osobnog
get personal
slugu.
Servant.
Baš kao I sannyasi like koji that. Imaju osobne sluge. Ne, nije tako.
So, any other, another thought?
Neka druga misla?
Question?
Pitanje? I've noticed in India that people will accept preaching from a brahmachari much more eagerly than from a grihasta, that they don't look at the grihasta devotees and the brahmacharis on the same level, that brahmacharis are regarded in higher esteem in India.
In India, the saffron is very respected.
Saffron je vrlo poštovan.
Renounced person,
odvojeni ljudi.
They see the brahmachari almost like they see the sannyasi.
Because
he's wearing saffron.
Zato jer nosi šafran.
That's just their training.
To je samo njihov trening od djetinjstva koji su dobili.
That a spiritually advanced person is generally a renounced person.
Da je obično duhovno napredna osoba odvojenik. To je samo njihova kulturna tako.
But Prabhupada said, even my female disciples are preaching equally alongside of my male disciples.
Moji ženski učenici jednako propovijedaju kao I moji muški učenici. Srila
Prabhupada, Devidasi, lead the kirtans, even in India.
Zamolio da vodi kirtan, čak I u Indiji u ranim danima.
And Prabhupada would have the women disciples do the puja, do the arti. Prabhupada gave all opportunity for women. He never treated women as, second class
people. On im je sve prilike davao. Sve prilike su imali.
Before that it didn't happen? Yeah. My wife says that Prabhupada gave the women second initiation.
Srila Prabhupada dao ženama drugu inicijaciju.
I'm not sure.
Ali on nije siguran da li je to počelo sa Srila
Prabhupadom. Anyway,
Prabhupada nas je sve jednako tretirao, to je zaključak.
Sjećam se. I heard Prabhupada describing that in 1966, when he first started the temple in Second Avenue,
and
young boys and young girls were coming to the classes. And Jadarani wanted to live in the ashram. And Prabhupada
a Srila
Prabhupada said, well, in India, women don't live in the ashram. He said, this is America,
ovo je Amerika,
where boys and girls mix freely,
I djevojke se
and it's a whole different social environment. So Prabhupada made arrangements that women could also live in the ashram. So this was an adjustment.
I
we talk about time, place, and circumstance and preaching.
Propovjedanje.
This was Prabhupada's big adjustment that he allowed women
velika,
to also become full-time
velika,
students in the ashram.
Velika prilagodba da je ženama dozvolio da budu full-time cijelo vrijeme
really
učenici u ashramu i to u Indiji još uvijek ne postoji, osim u ISKCONu. Nigdje drugdje.
So there's something, another section in the Krishna book here.
Drugi dio Krishna buka, u drugom jednom dijelu Krishna buka našao
like
sam ovo.
Under this same chapter that we were reading.
U istom poglavlju,
so,
koje smo već čitali,
Lord Krishna,
gospodin Krishna
behaved by his personal example,
pokazao je osobnim primjerom,
as if he were very much attached,
kao da je vrlo
to the four principles
za
civilized life,
civiliziranog života,
namely religion,
religiju,
economic development,
ekonomski razvoj,
sense gratification,
zadovoljavanje osjetila,
and salvation,
te oslobođenje.
Or as we, in the Sanskrit, we know dharma, artha, kama,
znamo,
moksha.
Dharma, artha, kama, moksha.
You've probably heard these.
Već ste to čuli, vjerojatno.
These four principles of material existence are necessary for the spiritual advancement of human society.
Napredak,
and although Lord Krishna had no need to do so, he exhibited his household activities so that people might follow in his footsteps for their own interest. So dharma, sometimes we talk about dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And quite often we talk negatively about it.
Negativno govorimo o njima.
But here Prabhupada says,
ali ovdje Šila Prabhupada kaže,
four principles of material existence are necessary for spiritual advancement of human society. So they're material existence and spiritual advancement are used in the same sentence. So these are
u istoj rečenici
material concepts.
To su materijalni koncepti.
You know, economic development is not necessary for spiritual life. Sense gratification isn't necessary for spiritual life. But there's a way to have economic development, have sense gratification,
osoba može imati ekonomski razvoj i
have religion and salvation, all within the realm of Varnashram. And that's what basically the Varnashram society is all about. We all know the brahmacharis are not having sex. The sannyasis aren't having sex, the vanaprasas aren't having sex, but the householders are having children. Where are the children are coming from? We all know.
Imaju djecu, mi znamo da
so that's sense gratification.
To je čulno
but it's
živanje.
Under a regulation.
Ali je regulirano.
And that's the purpose of the Varnashram, to regulate these things.
To je
and then,
cilj Varnashrama,
you know, raise children in a Krishna conscious
regulirati
environment.
Te stvari i podići djecu u okruženju svjesnom Krishne.
So this is a whole deeper subject that hopefully this week
tema, i nadam se da
we can talk about
economics,
we can talk about sense gratification,
ekonomskom razvoju i zadovoljavanju osjetila i svim tim ljepljivim temama o kojim niko ne govori.
So Mother Urmila is here.
Tako, majka Urmila je ovdje.
And what are you going to talk about?
O čemu će ona pričati? Kako biti svjestan Krišne u svakom aspektu vlastitog života?
Sounds like a continuation.
U poslu. U svijetu, u stvari.
Yeah, certainly. Everything is related,
povezano.
Right?
Ali ovo je baš
okay, you're
ovo se baš odnosi na gledanje Krišne u elementima, u svemu oko nas.
Okay. Let me introduce you. Except they don't know, I don't know everything.
Evo, sad ću
well, I can just say what I know about Mother
ću samo ono
this
što
is Mother
znamo,
Urmila sitting here. And we've known each other
Urmila,
since we were young devotees.
Od kad smo bili mladi bhakte.
Gita Nagari days in the trailer when you were there.
Ti si bila na Gita Nagri.
I was a Brahmin. That was 76.
Wow.
We were living together in Gita Nagri.
Zajedno smo her and
she had a family with her young children living in a little camper trailer, kind of like the ones they have here. And I was a Brahmachari in the ashram. And sometimes we would all go together on Sankirtan to the local towns. And my son also went to her Gurukula. And she was his teacher when he was 12 years old. So we've known Mother Urmila for many, many years.
Mi znamo majku Urmilu već dugo godina.
Well, here I have the official verdict is also in 1973 she became a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. She has three children and seven grandchildren. In all active in Krishna consciousness.
Svi su aktivni u svjesnosti Krishna.
And she has she's an official Vanaprastha ashram since 1996.
Ona je službena u Vanaprastha ashramu od 96. godine.
Now usually we think of Vanaprastha for the men, but Mother
Urmila
is forging new territory.
Ali Majka Urmila pokazuje novi put.
Usually mom stays home with the grandkids and the guy hits the road.
Majka Urmila kaže da,
yeah,
da,
but you are hitting the road.
Jedan,
so that is unique.
Bračni partner postane Vanaprastha, onda i drugi.
She visits the grandkids occasionally, but she's on the road preaching Krishna consciousness.
Posjećuje svoje unučad, ali
and
she
has run a Gurukula for 22
years.
Vodila je
Gurukulu 22 godine.
In America.
U Americi.
And boy, it's a big list here.
I to je jedna velika lista.
And she's the vice chairman of the North American Board of Education for 7 years.
Sjevernoameričkog odbora za edukaciju 7 godina već, autorica.
Author of Vaikuntha Children book on school management
Vaikuntha
and teaching.
Djeca iz Vaikunte.
And she she's an editor and writer for Back to Godhead magazine.
Također je i pisac i editor Back to Godhead.
Member of the Shastric Advisory Council to the GBC.
Član Shastričkog.
Member of the Grihastha Division team.
GBC-a.
So if you have any sticky questions, you can stick it to her too.
Letljiva pitanja, vruća pitanja možete ih predati.
She's a Bhakti Shastri teacher.
Također je učiteljica Bhakti Shastri.
And she's an official PhD. From the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
Službeni doktorat sa Univerziteta u North Carolina.
Master, neurolinguist. What is
neurolinguistica.
Yeah, neurolinguistics.
What does that mean?
It's a brain system of counseling.
To je sustav savjetovanja.
And she's a premarital counselor. So anyone wants to get married,
ako netko se želi. Ako neko želi ući u brak,
make sure you're compatible.
Posjetite Majku Urmilu i zaključite jeste li kompatibilni.
I know there's some I met a devotee today was told me he's a counselor.
Upoznao sam jednog baktu koji je counselor Gorgadana Prabhu. Savjetnik.
There's devotees qualified devotees in Croatia and I think seriously you devotees it's your responsibility.
Mladi bakte,
you should go forward with this and find these qualified devotees
and
take up this counseling.
Please
don't feel intimidated by counseling. It's over there to help us and enhance our spiritual life and it can only make you go forward especially everybody can use counseling. It just helps you spiritual life. It can only make you get better. Even if you thinking that
možete samo napredovati ako imate savjetnika.
You don't want to stay in that relationship.
Čak i
ako želite
ostati
even if you want to get into another relationship. It's very important that you find these qualified devotees in your community.
Hare Krishna. U vlastitoj zajednici i posavjetovati se s njima.
I'll speak for the men's viewpoint that us men never like to take advice from anyone. It's a man's nature. But counseling is very helpful. And before your relationship totally falls apart, go for counseling. It'll help you.
Prije no što vam se veza potpuno raspadne, pođite na savjetovanje.
So thank you very much.
Hvala vam lijepa svima.
We're happy to be here.
Sretni smo što smo ovdje.
Be able to present a subject that needs to be talked about and not talked about enough.
I nikad se o tome dovoljno ne govori.
So we're here all week. And if anyone wants to speak to us anytime, feel free.
Pričati s nama, molim vas, dajte, jer mi želimo podijeliti svoje iskustvo.